Well, John, what an ending to the game. Quite simply an outstanding goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, but listen, it was a magnificent goal. And I'm just a bit, it was him who scored the goal. You know, he's had a bit of a difficult time. He beats himself up a little bit too much for me, and because he's got some quality in his game. So I'm hoping that'll give him a big lift, like I say. But I didn't enjoy watching the game, to tell you the truth. Thought Oxford were a better team. We've had one or two chances, good chances as well, but a very scrappy game for. I was disappointed in the way we played, actually, but I'm not gonna moan too much. I'm obviously pleased that we got the 3 points which I feel will keep us in the division. So it's a massive achievement for the players to do it with 4 games to go as well. So I'm chuffed to bits, obviously, for everyone involved, the club and chairman, the fans, and all the players and the staff who've made me feel welcome since I come in. So the main thing is we stay in the division, and I feel we've got enough points to do that then.
Classic example, wasn't it, of battling away, staying in the game, and eventually get your chance.
Yeah, one thing we have done since we've grinded a couple of games out, and we defend very well. Even tonight, you know, Oxford have given us 1 or 2 problems, and balls what are going in the box. We defended the Cairns's, maybe 1 or 2 great saves. So we were under caution. Oxford are a good footballing side. Carlo, I think Oxford will stay up anyway. Carlo will have them playing. He'll be a strong team in this division next year. So. They give us a lot of problems, but we grinded the game out and we got the chance, and it's a goal to win any game, worthy of any game, isn't it, to win it, the way he's struck it, yeah.
What was Connell like in the dressing room after first goal under your stewardship?
No, listen, he wants to be in the team, he wants to be playing, he wants to be scoring goals, he's a striker. I've said, you know, he's the type of player that I would have liked to have played. He's a very intelligent player. I don't think we've used him and played to his strengths when he's been on the pitch. So we need to... But I think... It was about us grinding results out since I've come in, and they've done it brilliantly. So, you know, we can have a bit of freedom now, and I'd love us to pass the ball a lot better and move the ball and create loads of chances. That's how I want us to play, but they haven't done well, the players, to get where we are at this moment in time, and to make us a Division 1 club again for next season. So that's the only thing I'm bothered about at this moment in time. Again, another clean sheet, and we've had to work really hard to keep it clean sheet.
A lot of pace about the game tonight. You made the switch up front fairly early in the second half, gave Mathan and McElhaney a good chance to influence the game.
Yeah, we played a bit of different system. So 1 or 2 in different areas, and I give Bobby a chance and Jordy. So, you know, I've got players who will score goals, whether it's Jordy or Bobby or Macker and Paddy. Wes Burns as well, and Hunter. So I always feel as though we'll get chances in games, and but it's all about the team effort, and we've worked our socks off to get results, and so we've got them, and I'm chuffed to bits.
Is it relief to get to a mark where you know you're safe now, or is it a sense of achievement?
No, it's achievement on the players' part. They were obviously struggling when I come in. They were losing games, and so it's all down to the. Not much change with the player wise, so it's down to the players. They've come in and worked the socks off and made my job easier, and gone out and got good results. So now we're 4 games to go, because it could have easily gone, and you know, there's a lot of teams below us who are going to be worried for the next 4 games, and we're not one of them, which is a massive plus for us.
Well, you must sit back tonight and be really pleased with your own contribution, because you've obviously come in and made a huge impact in the game. Only 1 defeat in 9 and 5 victories in that time as well.
Yeah, listen, I've been on the other end where football's a funny game. You're up and down like a yo-yo. So, no, I'm chuffed to bits, obviously, the way things have gone. But a lot of people, not just me, have played a big part in that. So, and mostly the players. So I'm chuffed that I've just managed to do the job I've come in for. So... got a really good game now, attractive game, obviously big derby for us. I'm sure the chairman will want to win that one, so we've got to make sure we go there. But we go there with a bit of freedom, and hopefully we can get the good result we're after.
A chance to really now, as you say, maybe develop your game, pass the ball better, etc., all the other things that you can do without the threat of relegation hanging over you.
Yeah, I think because we've got good, technically very good players in the team, and I feel as though we could have, even tonight, even parts, we passed it really well, the parts, but... I think we're a lot better than what we've shown tonight. You know, we've come and we've grinded a result out. I think we were lucky to go on with 3 points.